This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. I was out of the office Friday morning taking care of business before leaving on vacation today. I got a phone call from the grain merchandiser at our local ethanol plant telling me that they had transacted the open price order that I had left with them, basis the pending reco to sell another third of our stored corn. I've also been long corn and soybean futures since last August, rolling contracts forward. I rolled May contracts forward again, split between July and December and November contracts on Friday. I like rolling into the discount. If this is a sustained bull market, deferred contracts should eventually rise to where spot contracts make highs. I think that at some point we will see a strong weather rally. Speaking of weather, weather records around the world continue to be set in the past year. They recorded the highest millibar pressure in Mongolia ever measured, the coldest cloud temperature measured by satellite over the northern Pacific, the largest dust storm ever measured over the Arabian Peninsula, wind, and more high wind advisories across the heartland, and yes, the world's ice is melting faster than ever from both Antarctica and Greenland. CO2 emissions as measured by NOAA set a new record high in 2020 despite the pandemic. There is no on and off switch to any of this. Closer to home, California just experienced the third driest year on record with no end in sight to their drought. A ridge of high pressure put a cap on the top of Northern California that kept the rain pushed up into the Northwest U.S. This was their wet season, so we can only wonder what their dry season would be like. Snowfall in the Sierras was 40% below normal. According to the U.S. Drought Monitor, 91% of California is experiencing severe drought, and the rest of the Southwest U.S. has been suffering in a mega drought since 1999. Critical fire conditions will continue to exist. Since World War II, the first 100-degree day high temperature of the season for Phoenix has been coming 3 weeks earlier, and last year Phoenix had 145 days of 100-degree temperatures or higher. The drought in the Southwest U.S. has not let up. Nutrient Ag Solutions climate scientist Eric Snodgrass breaks down what we are looking forward to. He says that the latest drought monitor continues to show more than 60% of the United States in drought, despite improvements in the central plains over the last 45 days. Surface moisture values seem to quickly be depleted by strong winds in the early spring, preventing a significant return of subsoil moisture. This increases the risk of drought development later in the growing season. The surface sea temperatures remain cool in the Gulf of Alaska and off the Baja of California. He says that if these temperatures do not warm in the next 45 days, the risk of summer drought in the plains and Midwest increases, while the risk for excessively hot and dry conditions in the West diminish. While the La Nina has neutralized as waters warmed along the equatorial Pacific, NOAA's track of Pacific water temperatures show cool water persisting off the coast of California. Climatologists say that this is a potential harbinger of a summer drought. The cool water leads to less evaporation, less air humidity, and therefore less moisture from the west coast, tracking its way into the western United States, the Plain States, and the western Corn Belt. If this pool of cool water doesn't warm very soon, the odds of a spring-summer drought for the Plains and the western Corn Belt states frankly becomes ominous for this growing season. The southeast has been wet as moisture from the Gulf tracks up northward, colliding with cold fronts coming from the west, triggering rain and severe weather in the southeast U.S. The eastern Corn Belt should benefit from the Gulf moisture flow. Tornado Alley has moved from Oklahoma to across Mississippi, Alabama, and Georgia, where they are now seeing record tornadoes and severe storms. A celebrity canceled a trip to Georgia this week because of the severe weather forecast. They are getting a reputation. There is not enough moisture flowing into the Dakotas and Canadian prairies to break the drought pattern that has intensified there. The Planting Intentions report showed a recovery of corn and soybean planted acreage in the Dakotas that was a response to a decline in acreage in this region because of too much moisture last year. This region has flipped to drought. It'll be a dry start for planting spring wheat. I'm under the spot of red on the NOAA drought map in northwest Iowa. We've gotten close to 2 inches here from several accumulations. That should get the seed to germinate. We will depend on timely rains and moderate temperatures to get our yield this season. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, contact us at Comstock.com or call 712-227-1110.